This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. A federal appeals court recently kept in place a court order blocking the policy nationwide. 50,000 mourners have so far filed past the casket of Pope Francis, and approximately 50 heads of state are expected at the Pope's funeral this weekend. There's a man in custody now in connection with a wildfire that's been burning in southern New Jersey all week.
Officials say they have now made an arrest in the origins of the Jones Road fire, which they now say has charred 15,000 acres. According to officials, law enforcement arrested a 19-year-old man who they say Tuesday morning set a bonfire, lit some wood pallets on fire, and then left the area while failing to extinguish them. And they say the remnants of that bonfire is what then spread.
Sales of previously owned homes slumped in March. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Senate passed a bill yesterday that would expand Medicaid coverage for new moms. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The bill would give women who gave birth an entire year of coverage under Medicaid. Currently, they get it for 60 days. Moms get this year-long coverage in almost every state in the nation. The only exceptions are Arkansas and Wisconsin. And advocates say it saves lives. From 2019 to 2021, Wisconsin had a 30% increase in deaths among pregnant and postpartum women. Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe on the Senate floor.
63 moms died with pregnancy-related issues from 2020 to 2022. One-third of those deaths occurred more than 60 days postpartum.
Of the 63 women who died, 76% of them were on Medicaid at the time their babies were born. That's according to the DHS legislative director. This bill has broad bipartisan support in both the Senate and the Assembly. The Senate passed it almost unanimously yesterday, and they did the same thing in the last session. Speaker Robin Voss had previously said he doesn't support the measure because the state gives out too much free stuff. Here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one. But we have to talk about it as a clock and see where everybody else is.
The expansion would cost $18.5 million. Wisconsin currently has a surplus of more than $4.5 billion.
The vote in the state Senate was 32-1 in favor. This Friday, school administrators around the state will vote on five amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of five. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a one-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is Friday at 9 a.m. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, hanging on to the heat as we reach the low 70s. Showers and some thunderstorms start to roll through overnight, bringing widespread light rain by the morning. We could be waking up to patchy fog, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler, staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the Thursday morning or afternoon or whatever it may be to you, breathing is now a political act. The Republican Party has made clean air a partisan weapon. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Also, Trump's people are trying to intimidate lawyers by showing up at their houses. Really? Say what? I mean, you know, yesterday we were talking about papers, please, and today it's the knock on the door at night. Also, speaking of knocking, history is knocking. The Trump administration is now building a registry of Jews. That always works out well, right? And Trump reacts to taxes on the morbidly rich. He says, I think it would be very disruptive because a lot of millionaires would leave the country. Well, Franklin Roosevelt has some words for Mr. Trump. In the second hour of our program, our single guest for the day, Phil Itner, is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine, which really got bombed heavily yesterday by the Russians. Trump is like, Putin, please stop. Right. Putin is laughing at Trump every single day. Trump just does not realize what a fool Putin has made of him. Anyhow, we'll talk to Phil Itner about that. What's going on? Trump shames Ukraine. He says, why didn't they fight for it? Crimea specifically. Also, God has an order. The head of Trump's faith office says women must submit to men. Seriously? I mean, you know, it's creepy. Also, Trump wants white women to have more babies. I'll explain the details of that. And New York plays an anti-Trump card. We've discussed this on the program, and I always dismissed it. I didn't think it was possible, but New York is actually on the verge of doing it, withholding federal funds. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, China says that reports, one of them from Trump yesterday in the Oval Office, that China and the U.S. are actively working out things and seeking a deal and all this kind of stuff. China says, no, we're good. We don't need you guys. I'll tell you about all the details on that in the third hour of the program. And the hounds are at the door. The U.S. Postal Service workers are sounding the alarm over new efforts by the Trump administration to dismantle and privatize our post office. Ben Franklin, you'll recall, was the first postmaster general in American history. But my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Breathing is Now a Political Act. The Republican Party has made clean air a partisan weapon. And, according to a new study that was just published by the American Lung Association yesterday, and they found that over 156 million Americans, roughly half of us, are now breathing poisonous air. And the Trump and the Republicans, not only do they not give a damn, they're celebrating it. I mean, you know, it's fossil fuel billionaires and the industry that made them rich have always been major donors to the GOP. I mean, this goes way back. Ronald Reagan was the biggest recipient of this after the 1978 Bilotti Supreme Court decision that said corporations can give unlimited amounts of money to political candidates because it's free speech and they're persons, don't you know? Ronald Reagan just floated into the White House on a tidal wave and a tsunami of oil industry in particular, but also coal industry money. So now the Trump regime came out last week and they cut millions from a Nobel Prize winning scientist's program collaboration between NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and Princeton University. And their rationale, this is crazy. This honest to God, the Trump administration released a press release saying that they were killing climate change research that the federal government had funded that was being done jointly by NOAA and Princeton, that they were killing climate change research because it, quote, this is a verbatim quote, promotes exaggerated and implausible climate threats contributing to a phenomenon known as climate anxiety, which has increased significantly among America's youth. Right. So, you know, what are they doing? Well, you know, it's pretty straightforward. Lee Zeldin, Trump's EPA administrator, announced on Wednesday that he's going to try to overturn the federal government's core finding that greenhouse gases are bad, along with 30 other key regulatory actions going back to Nixon. The report added that Zeldin will also be cutting CO2 limits for coal-fired power plants, tailpipe emissions, methane leaks, and ending a program requiring major industries to report their CO2 emissions. In other words, to hell with our kids, to hell with the future, to hell with the climate. There's money to be made and campaign contributions to be collected. I mean, Tuesday of last week, Trump signed an executive order declaring war on individual state initiatives to dial back carbon emissions. He ordered the Department of Justice to, quote, stop the enforcement, end quote, of such state laws. They specifically identified a climate superfund program that operates in two states, New York and Vermont, where those states, these are state laws, those states can claw back from the fossil fuel companies the cost of damages to their states by extreme weather. So the federal government, you know, he signed an executive order saying, no, you can't. You can't do that. Fossil fuel oligarchs have got to be breaking out the champagne, right? So what are some of the other things that they're doing? Well, they exempted coal plants from mercury and air toxic standards. So now there's more mercury in our air. That's great for children, right? It just causes major neurological damage. They declared a national energy emergency so they could do away with a lot of the environmental reviews to develop fossil fuels. They rolled back vehicle emission standards, so the car manufacturers have no incentive to make cleaner cars. They reduced EPA enforcement. Under Trump, the first 3 months of Trump, the EPA has brought fewer cases against polluter. And in those cases that they have followed through on left over from Biden, they've reduced the penalties that they're seeking. And now Musk and his Doge teenagers are trying to gut the EPA itself. They've weakened methane emission regulations. They provided an email address where fossil fuel companies can ask for pollution exemptions on a case-by-case basis. Just make sure you made a big donation to Donald Trump. They have eliminated climate and environmental justice web pages across the government. They've reversed President Biden's Clean Power Plan, which could lead to thousands of additional premature deaths annually due to increased air pollution. They've cut funding for environmental protections, specifically largely to the EPA, but other agencies as well. They've reduced public land protections. They've reduced the size of national monuments and open protected lands to fossil fuel drilling. They've rolled back clean water protections. They narrowed the definition of protected waters of the United States. This is going to affect our drinking water. They are undermining scientific research. They want to limit the use of scientific studies in policymaking. So, you know, yeah, we're going to make decisions about, you know, pollution in the air, but we're not going to base them on science. They have reversed the Paris Climate Agreement commitment and pulled us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. They're promoting fossil fuel exports. They lifted Biden-era restrictions on fossil fuel exports. And they've reduced air quality monitoring. They're cutting air pollution monitoring programs so You know, the air is getting dirtier now. In fact, it is measurably dirtier now than it was just 1 year ago because of all these changes that the Trump administration has made just in the last 3 months. And yet they don't want you to know how much dirtier the air is. So, you know, Republicans are refusing to do town halls. They're refusing to answer questions about this. They're hiding behind a timid media that itself is afraid to raise these issues, which leaves it up to us. So what do? Well, number one, get out in the streets as often as possible. Number two, call your representatives, particularly if they're Republicans. It only takes four or five Republicans in the House and Senate to change the course of history. Number three, make your voice heard on social media, write letters to the editor, call into talk shows, share messages like these with friends and family. And finally, contribute, if you can, to politicians who are taking brave stands against the oligarchy. This is not just politics. This is the slow motion slaughter disguised as deregulation. The Republicans won't answer for it. They won't debate it. They won't hold town halls. The media tiptoes, the billionaires cheer, and Trump signs away your children's future with a grin. But we have to fight this. It's not just about the air, although, you know, that's the topic at hand here. It's really also about our democracy. So tag, you're it. We're all it. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Got a lot of other news here. Trump's people are trying to intimidate lawyers by knocking on the front door of their homes at night and refusing to identify themselves. This is getting seriously creepy. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls and more of the news of the day. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Tom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. Yeah, the sleep gummies are my favorites, and Louisa's too. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and get up to get 25% off your entire purchase. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
The rich men smile while the children cough more. They sold our breath for a pipeline's black gold. Signed the death deals with hands ice cold. Now breathing's not a birthright, it's a battlefield map. Welcome to the front lines, where truth wears a gas mask. Breathe! They gutted the laws, they silenced the signs.
23 minutes past the hour, and breathing is a political act. This is crazy. Meanwhile, the Cato Institute, this is the former, you know, it used to be called the Charles Koch Foundation. It's called the Cato Institute. They have an immigration expert. His name is David Beyer. And he wrote on X, he tells the story. Actually, journalist Radley Balko first told the story, and he's referencing Balko's reporting, that this lawyer in Texas, his name is Clay Jackson, and he had offered free, pro bono, legal advice to an immigrant family that ICE was coming after. And so one night, Clay Jackson is home. This was a couple of weeks ago. And he notices suddenly that his Wi-Fi doesn't work anymore. His Wi-Fi just got shut off. Dead. TV doesn't work, phone, you know, everything. And then the doorbell rings, and he goes to the door. And, of course, he's got a Ring doorbell, which is connected to the Internet. So the Ring doorbell didn't show him who was there, didn't take any pictures of who was there. And there were two men there. And they said that you know, let me see if I can get the exact quote. He said the Trump administration. Oh no, this is what the lawyer said. He said the Trump administration wants to make us too afraid to look out for one another. Don't let them. The two men refused to identify themselves, but said that they were from the federal government, and they wanted to tell him that they had noticed that he had offered free legal services to an immigrant family. Bradley Balco says this fits the pattern of intimidating attorneys around immigration issues. Alex Morley told her own followers on X, quote, subversive behavior like lawyering for people the president doesn't like, expect an anonymous knock at your door. These two men refused to identify themselves, refused to show identification, but said, we know that you're defending immigrants in court. Meanwhile, staff members and students over at Bernard College, which is affiliated with Columbia University, and so they're in the crosshairs of the Trump administration, got on their personal cell phones, got a text message asking them to click a link and fill out a survey. It said that the text message said it was from the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, part of the federal government. And it turns out it was real. This was an aggressive new tactic by the Trump administration, asking these people to fill out the survey. And the survey was, are you Jewish or not? And have you ever felt intimidated by anti-Semitism on campus? So what the Trump administration is doing is they're trolling for cases of intimidation based on anti-Semitism that they can use to punish this college that has stood up to Trump. Well, actually, Columbia rolled over. But basically what they're doing is they're building a registry of Jews. Now, I would think anybody with any sense of history would say this is nuts. Right? The last thing you want the federal government to be doing, particularly one run by these crazed racists, is to build a database of people who are Jewish. Debbie Belcher, one of the people who works there, told the Times she found it a bit terrifying to her as a Jew that the federal government, quote, wants to know who the Jews are, end quote. Nara Milnich, a Bernard history professor, said, we've seen this movie before and it ends with yellow stars. She said it reminds her of her research into 1930s Italy when lists of Jews were put together by the federal government. Indeed. Meanwhile, Trump has something to say about taxes. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I will pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A new report says Wisconsin's exports are facing uncertainty in the face of tariffs and a decade's worth of declining trade. Tyler Barnes with the Wisconsin Policy Forum said that the decline and uncertainty can be attributed to a number of factors, with tariffs playing a part.
Over the long term, we don't really know what exactly it's going to look like. I'm hesitant to make a guesstimate, but I do think there are impacts related to this uncertainty around where we're going to source goods, where we're going to sell goods, and what trade is going to look like.
Tariffs could make Wisconsin goods more expensive, which could cause buyers to look elsewhere. This Friday, school administrators around the state will vote on 5 amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of 5. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a 1-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is Friday at 9 a.m. This week is Work Zone Awareness Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. Over at City Hall, there's only a handful of committee meetings this week. On Wednesday, the Economic and Community Development Commission will consider 4 applications for community enhancement grants. Wednesday is also the next meeting for the City Administrator Work Group, which is in the process of creating a new position inside of city government. Later this week, the Redevelopment Authority and Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will meet. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, hanging on to the heat as we reach the low 70s. Showers and some thunderstorms start to roll through overnight, bringing widespread light rain by the morning. We could be waking up to patchy fog, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler, staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
For all of your
support. Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Sat down with vengeance in his hand. Used the law like a blade on command. He named the men who told the truth and tried to bury them with state-approved abuse. Chris Cribbs said that the vote was clean. Trump couldn't stand what that would mean. So he aimed the DOJ like a loaded gun to punish truth till silence won. The freedom to speak. Freedom to speak, truth to power.
Welcome back. So Donald Trump yesterday, you know, there have been all these stories in the media, and particularly they get picked up on right-wing media. I mean, Fox has been picking these things up like they're really serious things. Donald Trump and the Republicans are talking about raising taxes on billionaires. Well, what they know is that when Bernie gives speeches like this, you know, 36,000 people show up and cheer. Yes, tax the rich. Well, talk is cheap. So yesterday in the White House, somebody asked, in the Oval Office, a reporter asked Donald Trump, are you seriously talking about raising taxes on multimillionaires and billionaires? And he said, and I quote, I think it would be very disruptive because a lot of millionaires would leave our country. You'll lose a lot of money if you do that. So, Donald, let me just share with you what President Franklin Roosevelt had to say about that back on October 20th, 1936.
A number of my friends who belong in these very high upper brackets have suggested to me on several occasions of late that if I am re-elected president, they will have to move to some other nation because of high taxes here. Now, I will miss them very much.
There you go. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says, and I quote, President Trump and congressional Republicans are raising costs for working people, taking away their health insurance, and threatening seniors' hard-earned Social Security benefits, all to pay for a multi-trillion dollar tax cut for the wealthy. Yeah, and claiming it should be free. Yeah, yeah, great. All right, so what's on your mind today? Bob in Rome, New York. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Tom, thanks for taking my call.
I usually call on the
disagreed line, although I broadly agree with your worldview and goals, and then you hang up on me without a chance to reply. Today, though, I'm calling with some good news about the fact that Secretary Zeldin will almost certainly fail in his attempt to overturn the Clean Air Act. He's going to argue the major questions doctrine means that carbon dioxide isn't a pollutant because Congress didn't explicitly say so when they passed the Clean Air Act.
Well, the Supreme Court has already ruled that. They did that last year.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did.
I believe they're going to have to revisit that. He's going to attempt to overturn it, and he's going to argue that the major questions doctrine is why they should overturn it. The key thing here is that when he goes to say that, there's going to be definitive, overwhelming proof that that's not the case. And one of the science heroes of our time has the receipts. Naomi Oreskes, who you've had on the show, super, super researcher, and her PhD students have been digging into the congressional record for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have overwhelming evidence that I'm surprised they didn't hear on the show last fall when it was published. That show it was a key concern when it was passed.
Yeah.
You should look at her 21 August Ecology Law Quarterly article.
Yeah, I just looked up the Supreme Court on this, too, and you're right. They did not declare that it's not a pollutant. However, Sam Alito did. He gave a speech at the Claremont Institute, and he said that CO2 is not a pollutant. So, you know, but yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have 8 clones of him.
Yeah.
But the 21 August 2024 Ecology Law Quarterly by Naomi Oreskes and her PhD students runs 70 pages and documents exhaustively that they're not going to win the major questions doctrine argument on the Clean Air Act. If you'd like, I could read a couple of sentences from the conclusion of that 70-page article.
No, it's okay. You can. I'd rather you didn't. You can tell me what it says, though, in your own words.
That's fine. It says they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They're almost certainly going to lose. That's what it says.
Well, let's hope.
I wish we'd had something similar ahead of the Second Amendment case 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks for your work. I love it, even though I usually call to disagree. keep up the work and have a great week.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you. Kathy, and I always appreciate people who disagree with me, actually. Kathy in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let your viewers know that Trump announced, I think it was yesterday, that he'll be coming to Michigan. And I live in Michigan, and I'm a member of the 5051, or I follow them, and we're planning protests.
Great.
And if there's any way possible, people can come out and show up, and we're trying to get the largest numbers possible. So people from Ohio, Milwaukee, wherever, I think this would be a great opportunity to show Trump and the world that more people will stand up in opposition of his 100 days in office than who are standing behind him. And it's going to be in Macomb County. Follow 5051. More details will be given.
Mm-hmm.
As far as right now, they're giving suggestions for different signs to hold and perhaps even lining the streets and then turning around and having a surprise sign on our backs.
Very cool, Kathy. Most people don't know what or where Macomb County is. What city do you think it's going to be in?
Details are to follow, but around the Warren area.
Okay.
Warren, Michigan, which I would say is probably like 30 minutes outside of Detroit.
Yeah, it's on 96 between Detroit and Lansing. I mean, it's on the Detroit side. It's right kind of as you're leaving Detroit, you pass through Warren. And it's, you know, I grew up in Michigan, so for people who don't know Michigan, this time of year is just an absolutely wonderful, the spring in Michigan is just so beautiful, and,
it's a great
time to visit if you're just looking for, you know, a little getaway, so let me encourage people.
And we really, yes, please come out, follow 5051 for more information, and hey, you know what, also, I was thinking this would be a great opportunity if Bernie would come back. I mean, if we could get the biggest crowd possible to beat his crowd, wouldn't that just drive him crazy?
Yeah, it would. It definitely would. Okay, Kathy, keep up the great work, and thanks for the heads up on that. And give us a shout and let us know how it works out afterwards, would you?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom, thank you. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I called a couple months ago about a grassroots movement to counter the mega crowd, because I believe that we have more people on our side than their side.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we are missing is a non-political movement that would galvanize people on our side. Like I said, symbolism means a lot. And when you have a mega hat on, then everybody knows you're mega. But there's nothing to counter that. And I think that Republicans, I mean, it has to be non-political, because I think a lot of Republicans want to counter Trump, but they just know where to go. And a grassroots movement would give them the opportunity to maintain their Republican status, but also support Ray. I've written out a two-page, I don't want to say a document, just a two-page outline of what it looked like, along with the logo and the name. And I've been trying to send it to some Democrat representatives on us in Pennsylvania, but I didn't send the actual document.
Well, if what I'm understanding you're suggesting, Lewis, is a movement of, by, and for Republicans, right?
No, for everybody. It's non-political.
Oh, I see.
But because it's non-political, Republicans can feel comfortable coming along.
I see.
because a lot of Republicans, I'm sure, are against Trump, or maybe not for everything that he stands for, but would like to vocalize their. But there's no place, and there's no place for Democrats to really go, really, unless you're in your section, your local area. But it's a nationwide movement that would counter the mega movement. Non-political for anybody to be involved.
I'm wondering where the Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger Republicans are. You know, I mean, there were a bunch of them there once upon a time, and now they've all gone underground, or they're hiding out, or groundhog.
And this will give them some place to go. And like I said, they wouldn't have to be anti-Republican because it's a non-political movement. It's just an anti-Trump.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, Lewis. I think it's a great idea. I like it. Thank you very much for sharing that. And I hope it works out. In just a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour, and I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, and we're still sane. They're not going to take us down. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the True People's Media. I'll be back with your calls in just a second.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, all the global carriers, with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and get this, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of the ones that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. No oath, just billionaires. Before the hour, picking up your calls here, Bob in Cardiff, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Yeah, like, it's rare that I think of something that nobody else has mentioned, because I'm not as smart as you guys, but I'm sure you remember Manuel Noriega in 1969.
Vividly.
When we wanted to get him to the United States, George Bush Jr. had no problem going down and arresting him.
Yeah, it was George Bush Sr., yeah.
We can't get this young man out of El Salvador.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it, Bob. You know, the Trump administration would not have to send troops down like they did, like George Herbert Walker Bush did. And by the way, I'm convinced that the reason why he went after Noriega was because Noriega used to work for the CIA, and he had the goods on the CIA's operation smuggling drugs into the United States and weapons into Central America. And then there was that whole Panama Papers thing where Noriega probably also had the goods on the Bush family and other billionaires who were hiding money down there. But that's just my own personal conspiracy theory. I have little evidence for it, although if you Google it, you'll find lots and lots of people share that theory with me. But, I'm with you. But Trump doesn't need to send the military down to El Salvador to rescue these guys. All he has to do is tell Bukele that he's not going to pay for it anymore.
No, I didn't mean that. What I meant was just it just makes so ridiculous that he can't get this back from El Salvador.
Yeah.
With the phone call, I bet my house that Garcia would be on the next plane up here.
Yes, and I expect that probably by next week he will be. Judge Zinnia, who is the judge who has beating Trump's lawyers upside the head, threatening them with contempt and demanding daily updates and all this kind of stuff. She just yesterday granted a one-week pause on the case, on this case, and the Trump administration filed two papers under seal. So, and this pause, by the way, was agreed to by the attorneys for the people who are held down in El Salvador. So it looks to me like, or at least for Mr. Garcia, it looks to me like they're working out a deal. and they're going to bring back a couple of people. And Trump, that will be the bone that he throws to people like you and me. And then he gets to keep everybody else down there. That's my prediction. But we'll see how it plays out. Bob, thanks for the call. Spot on. Jay in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Jay, what's up? What's up?
Hey, my son came up with the perfect slogan for our movement.
Okay.
Enough. Enough. A black shirt with a whole crowd with white on it says enough.
I like it.
And SSI, whether you're getting it right now or not, they want to take it from you. Therefore, it's taxation without representation. They can't just steal it and go up to a 20% operating cost from 3%. That's taxation.
Oh, Social Security runs at 1%. It runs at 0.9%. But yeah, I get your point.
Yeah, but when they privatize it, they're going to raise it.
Oh, of course. It'll be at least 20%. Yeah.
Here's the problem why the politicians are afraid. We need to be out there in mass. We need to make them confident. Get behind them.
I can't talk like that on the air. My apologies to anybody who may have been offended by that. Alex in Edison, New Jersey. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hello, Tom. I can count maybe two times I've ever been proud to be an American. One of them is voting for Bernie, or maybe two times, and protesting recently. I do recommend that to anybody. And
it's therapeutic, Alex. Good for you.
You know, I wish I was protesting the Vietnam War or something more important.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty important. The end of democracy is damn important stuff. I think we're at far more of a crisis than we were in the 60s.
I would like to be there with John Lewis. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Alex. Good on you. Ardeen in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ardeen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was listening to some talk shows, and they were tied in things on regular broadcasting, and they were talking about Elon Musk and a lot of other people, and predominant in the Republican Party, basically are really beginning to take notice, and they're really beginning to get scared with the protests that are going on. They're concerned with the quantities, the quality. We're not violent. It's working. It's beginning to work. It's a slow process. This is one of the slow processes that we have to do. But it is making an effect and it's scary. I'm actually reading a book called Revenge, I think. It's an exposé about Donald Trump. They're talking about him. And he's really, 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 really getting scared with the whole thing that he's just not popular. Yeah. And I got an insight basically with his obsession with the Russians and all that. Well, he wanted to build like the Moscow Trump Tower. He wanted to do that. But he was so distraught and so upset over the years and years of being disrespected by the real estate models that are in New York, the ones in buildings,
right.
And it affected them big time.
Oh, I agree. That's that concerns me, Ardeen, is that when dictators are, when their popularity falls and people start protesting, there's a certain threshold that you reach where they start becoming violent toward the people. And I'm very concerned that we might be approaching that threshold. Ardeen, thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Robert Cremo was not in the courtroom today to hear the judge give him life in prison for the deadly Chicago area Highland Park July 4th parade mass shooting from 2022. A Russian air attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, leaves at least 12 dead, at least 80 injured, says the head of Kyiv's military office. ABC News Chief Global Affairs anchor Martha Raddatz.
Lashing out on social media, Trump warning Zelensky can have peace or he can fight for another 3 years before losing the whole country. The man with no cards to play should now finally get it done. Ukrainian officials saying they are ready to negotiate, not surrender. But the White House is demanding this deal be final.
Pope Francis's coffin will be at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering along Saturday's procession can see him more easily. Existing home sales went down for March, says the National Association of Realtors. This is ABC News.